Here at the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm speaking with Daryl Clay. He is a regional manager on ag sales for Agritain. And first of all, Daryl, thank you for Agritain's support of what we do on agwire.com and sponsoring our coverage here of this tour. It's been fascinating. First of all, just tell me kind of what area do you cover?
I take care of what we call the Mid-Atlantic sales regions, which means I take care of Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina. Mm-hmm. In the heart of that, the Delmarva area and Virginia, we have some of the longest continuous no-till farms in the country. We have farms out here. Matter of fact, this farm you're standing on, it might have been 20, 25 years before a disc has ever been put in a field here. Mm-hmm. Because of that, no-till, there's some issues with it, you know, some obstacles people have to get over with, and nitrogen management is one of them. So.
Well, how does Agritain help company or farmers like this who are so committed to being no-till? I mean, what are the things that you can do in your products and services?
Well, these no-till folks, some of them even get irritated that they have to break the soil open to plant the seed. If they could figure out a way to get the seed in the soil without doing that, they would do it. Fertilizer application, they do not want to run knives and incorporate the fertilizer between, you know, when they do side dressing, for two reasons. It breaks the soil open and it slows them down. Mm-hmm. So they want to use liquid fertilizers predominantly and just dribble like next to the cotton or next to the corn, or broadcast over the small grains. And when you're doing that and your fertilizer ends up on the soil surface, especially if it's a urea-based fertilizer, they stand a big chance of losing much of what they put down up there and paid for to volatility losses going off as a gas.
Well, I understand that you have worked on formulation is the right word, but a way to kind of address that with your product.
We've worked on the formulations to where it's very easily blended on the ureas. A farmer who's using liquid UANs could buy jugs of this from their dealers and just mix it right in their own nurse tanks. Just pour it right in. There's no special agitations. You know, we've worked very hard to get that to occur that way. We make a product, Agritain Plus, that comes as a powder. Again, a farmer can buy it. He doesn't have to pay to have it blended. He can mix it right there in his own nurse tank right on the spot. Makes it very convenient for him. Cuts down on their cost, and that type of thing. So.
Well, and I saw you had some granulated product. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that the right way to say it?
Yes.
Here, that I thought was interesting watching your demonstration of how that treated compared to untreated, mm-hmm. and how quickly or more efficiently it mm-hmm. is absorbed into the intended target, which is the ground instead of the air.
Yep, exactly. We make a product at our home plant in St. Louis that we call Super U. And very basically, we buy 46% granular urea on the worldwide market, bring it in on barges, run it through our stabilized nitrogen center, which we just opened up about a year ago. We take that granular urea we bought, we reduce it to a liquor in the fertilizer business, that kind of think of lava. Yeah. And when the fertilizer is at that stage, then we can add the active ingredients of our Agritain Plus in there. So we can add the Agritain for volatility control, the DCD for denitrification and leaching controls. Then we take that treated lava, if you can visualize that, and we run it through what's called a falling curtain where we have to regranulate it. Mm-hmm. It does a couple little things. By us doing that, our product, it's treated all the way through. It's not a coating. It's not encapsulated, which means if a granule happens to break in two, maybe from loading or unloading it, both halves are equally protected and stabilized. Also, by us making our own like that, we can regulate the size of the granules. Farmers like big granules. They like 320 SGN, it's called, because they can fling those 80, 90 feet and get a nice even pattern. Same products that go into our U-Flex and our U-Max for turf and ornamental golf courses, they don't want the opposite. They want them very small because they're just trying to cover the width of a fairway, that type of thing. And they want them out of sight as fast as possible. So we can control the quality, we can control the size. Very nice.
And for people who are here in this watershed, we've certainly heard all day long about the Chesapeake Bay model, the TMDL that's got to be created mm-hmm. by the end of the year, and what effects that's going to have. You're providing an opportunity for these farmers to continue to use the BMPs that are going to help them hopefully continue to contribute positively while still being more efficient and getting better yields, I guess.
Well, yes, and a bad habit was picked up by farmers over the years using urea fertilizers. They knew they would lose them to volatility, so a a practice that got adopted was to put more fertilizer out than they needed. We're going to lose 15 to 20%. Put 15, you know, back when nitrogen cost, you know, 14 cents a unit, they didn't care. Now they're paying 46 cents a unit and 50 cents a unit. They can't afford to do that, and it was bad environmentally anyway. So using a product like ours, they don't have to add that extra because they're not going to lose nothing. That, in ultimate, it means more or less nutrients going into the system to begin with right up front. Therefore, less chance of groundwater contamination and other things. So.
Well, it sure sounds like you're helping contribute to the solution, as they've been saying here, which we're all looking for, because farmers are no different than anybody else wanting to have clean water. Mm-hmm. Heck, they are out here living on it and drinking it themselves. So.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much. That's Daryl Clay. He's with Agritain, sponsor of our coverage here on AgWired, and we certainly appreciate that. And from the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.